More like radio, less like crap.
You know, when I was a kid, nerds had shame. They had shame. They had horrible days at school. They were stuffed in lockers, left there overnight reading whatever they could find. Then in the mornings, janitor let them out, and then they got the shit kicked out of them for wearing the same stuff 2 days in a row. Now they're walking around all proud, double pocket protectors, black socks yanked up. This is what happens when you get rid of bullying. It is. When you get rid of a species' natural predator, it just grows exponentially. Actually, nerd Jesus died in the last year, right? Steve Jobs. Yeah, he died, right? I know. A lot of nerds here tonight. I know, you're sad. I didn't get it. I didn't get the big deal they made about that guy. When he died, they were like, he changed the world. That was insane. He changed the world. The world was one way, and then Steve Jobs came, and it was another. What did he do? Somebody, for the love of God, what the fuck did that guy do? What did he do? He told other people what to invent? I want my entire music collection in that phone. Get on it! Right? And then these poor, nameless, faceless scientists gotta go in a back room and figure it out. How the fuck are we gonna get all of this into this? I mean, what year does this guy think this is? This is crazy. This is like Buck Rogers. Dude, my kid has a birthday in like 11 months. Steve Jobs just walking by. I don't hear any thinking going on in there. Just strutting around the office, eating some pretentious fruit like a pear, right? Just throwing out ideas. Another one I just came up with on the way to work. I was reading a magazine the other day, turning pages, you know? I like to turn pages on a screen that aren't even there. Yeah, wrap your fucking heads around that, guys. See you in 8 years. Where you going, Michael? Big, little, get on it. Right? Then all these people slave away to make his vision come true. And then they have the big nerd fest, right? Down there, Comic-Con, and all their nerd mecca. They're all showing up with their acne and their Hulk shirts, limping into the arena, right? Does Steve Jobs go out with a whole chorus line of scientists? No, he goes out there by himself. Sneakers and no belt, like it was no biggie, right? like he's Tesla. Tapping into the atmosphere. I know, this is always uncomfortable. I know, you bought into it, right? That whole advertising, the way they aligned themselves with some of the greatest people of all time. Jesus, Gandhi, me! Remember that? Muhammad Ali, John Lennon, this guy! How the fuck was that dude like any of them? Gandhi didn't have a sweatshop. Nah, he didn't have people leaping to their deaths only to catch a net and get ricocheted back through the window to have to put together yet another iPad. John Lennon didn't have children in his basement pressing those fucking albums. I know. New phone can't fit the old charger.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Why did they know the Beatles songs?
I don't know.
I quote, Paul McCartney's a fucking faggot, is what he said.
And then the other Beatles...
And I quote!
The other Beatles song I suggested was Here Comes the Sun.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. He said...
Is your dad... I don't know.
He's a Stones guy. He's a big Stones guy.
Is he?
I don't know.
This is one I thought maybe he would go for. It's not really my cup of tea, but James Taylor, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. He didn't like this one either.
Your dad hates everything.
Oddly enough, he really likes Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Why?
Oh, girl. Oh, no.
Get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better love.
that?
Was that you? You've been looking to shoehorn that in. You found the perfect opportunity, and you just pushed your way into it. That was hilarious.
That's a good mush.
Good job, you dick.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You're a stupid jerk.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dutch and Royce.
You're such a fucking idiot.
Dude, I turned it off after I realized the first one.
By the way, I gotta go poop, so I'm gonna just call from the bathroom. Since no one cares, I'm literally gonna phone it in.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god, while he goes and does that, IBS boy is gonna be away for a little bit, so while that happens, I didn't realize that I had the auto fade into the next song going on my playlist here, but that was interesting.
I liked it. Personally, I thought it was good.
DJ Dutch.
I think you need to start checking your fade and fade outs the same way we need to check if we have things running on our computer before a show starts.
Yeah. Like uTorrent?
By the way, yeah. Welcome to Dutch and Royce, everybody. Tuesday, October 8th, 2013. I'm Joel Van Wernen. Royce Poopy Boy Lopez just went to the bathroom. My other co-hosts are Marie Sarkeesian.
He'll be back soon. Don't worry.
And producer Mitch.
Hello.
And if you guys want to get in touch with us, our number is 954-573-2780. The lovely Marie is standing by to take your call. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, HJuiceMarie. Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, or Hippo Juice Film on the Twitter. We'll be checking that throughout the show. Or if you guys are podcasting and you haven't caught the show live with all the video glory that is us, we do a live video feed and everything. We have a live chat room. Just go to morelikeradio.com and hit the live link at the top part of the page, and you can join in all the fun and shenanigans.
And what about people like James from Long Island, who's tweeting us saying he can't listen tonight but wants to download it tomorrow? Is it going to be available for download tomorrow?
Marie, I'm should fake his so death again. Glad you asked that. Well, I mean, it is sad that James from Long Island died. You can also go to morelikeradio.com. All the shows that are on this particular platform, we have our own iTunes. Just look up More Like Radio on iTunes, or just go to the downloads page on morelikeradio.com to hit up all of the podcasts. Every show that is ever on this particular goddamn stupid website is available to be downloaded from there. Sorry, I'm looking at things here.
And so you just swear?
I'm sorry.
Good, you should be.
Either way.
Appropriate.
So, Marie.
What?
Were you in a panic the other day when you were texting me about the goddamn... because with your wedding that's coming up, obviously, in February, not September, in February, you just out of nowhere on like a Saturday afternoon, like, what do we need? Do we need cables? What kind of speakers do we need? What kind of wattage do we need? Like, I get this weird text message from Marie, like, and not weird. I mean, obviously, I know you're planning for a wedding, but it's 4 months out, and the simplest thing to plan for a wedding is the reception. So what was that about? You guys just happened to both think of it at the same time? Like, what kind of equipment do we need for the wedding? Because for those of you who don't know, I am the DJ for Royce and Marie's wedding.
DJ Jazzy Dutch.
Yes, I picked DJ to be my DJ, and my DJ has been like, oh yeah, we totally got it. I'm like, okay, I'm not with a vendor. I'm working with a friend, so I want to make sure that things go right. So Royce and I were just saying how awesome we were that, like, we're pretty much set, like, everything vendor-wise already. So we were just like, well, what's next on the list? And so we started looking at our speakers and stuff. And
Makes sense. Okay, so you guys already have everything planned out already?
We're pretty good. I got my ceremony booked. I got my reception venue booked. I got my cake. I got my food. I got my room block is pretty much set. I got my dress. You know, we know what we're ordering for the men, but
holy
the men don't
need shit. Wow. Okay. See, this is the reason why I asked, because most people, you know, like, I mean, they don't wait till panic time, but 4 months ahead to ask for the DJ, you know, if they have their license. Or no, you were asking for the license like 6 months ago. Because apparently,
as soon as I was looking for venues, I asked about that because everyone kept saying, oh, is he licensed? And I'm like, no, should he be?
That's such a weird. Explain what that is, because have we talked about this on the air?
They basically just, like, every place in Orlando wants to know if you have insurance in case you burn their building down. That's all. That's all they care about. Just don't, like, short circuit anything and, you know, blow a fuse.
Do they just assume I'm Great White and that I have a huge firework display with the DJ?
They assume you have a huge dick because I've been telling them that.
Wow. Okay.
It's like the first thing. What's your DJ like? Oh, well, he has a huge dick. So that's good. Music wise, you know, but.
Right. You need insurance for that.
You're going to be so awkward when you meet my coordinator now, because you're going to be like, she knows.
The size of my piece.
Yeah. All those ball photos that you send me, oh, she toast sees them. So.
Oh,
and she's cute, too. She's getting married, though.
Is she married?
Getting married. My coordinator's getting married at the same time I'm getting married.
Well, I'm bringing Kelly down, so. Because you guys gave me a plus one, so. And Kelly's oh my God, I still want to go.
You're still going out with her, then.
Yep.
Well, I probably won't be. Yeah, it's going to fall apart in the next, like, 5 days.
And don't get me wrong, it's going to be nothing she did. It's going to be something you did.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because you're a piece of shit.
But Kelly is still invited, nonetheless.
Oh, no, right. She's going to be invited. No, she's going to invite her over, Dutch.
True story.
Dutch is the help. I don't
Dude,
want to.
This is a conversation I have with her all the time. In the fact that, like, my family loves her way more than me. Like, prime example. It was I think it was like 2-3 weeks ago. My nephew Julian was having his 6th birthday, and all the family was invited over. And she was driving down from Denver, and I was driving up from my house. And we were like, okay, let's just meet at my brother's house. I was running late because. I don't remember what it was, but the fact of the matter is she got there a half hour before I did, and no one thought to go, where's Joel? They were just like, oh, hey, what's up, Kelly? But every time I show up at any family function where she's supposed to be at, the first thing I ask is, where's Kelly?
And more like family dysfunction with Joel, right, guys?
Ew.
Huh? Mitch knows what I'm talking about.
I haven't pulled my board up yet.
Mitch gets it.
No, but seriously, she's a lovely person.
Well, you haven't met her yet.
Well, I met her online, and she likes me, so I like her.
She loves you, by the way.
That's all that matters.
She loves you. Like, any time, like, the show comes up, anything that, like, you... She'll be like, yeah, Maria had me rolling with yada yada line. I'm just like, shut up.
Ah, girls always stick together. It's so fucking annoying.
Exactly. And then she's always just like, yeah, that one line you had about this, not that funny. I'm like, thanks, hon.
Yeah, I know. It's impossible to make Marie laugh, like, even at this point.
Yeah, Marie is a really hard laugh.
It is. It really, really is.
But whenever I do, like, I feel like it's, like, a slight, like, amount of, like, yay, I made the cold-hearted bitch laugh.
But you know what it is where it's, like, you're so jaded with laughing that you notice that if you find something mildly funny, you'll laugh internally but not actually make a sound?
Yes.
I do that a lot.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
shut up.
But an actual verbal laugh where I put forth effort, you have to work for that.
By the way, Kelly Chapman says, you know why they like me more? I know it was his 5th birthday, not his 6th. Okay, you know what?
Ooh. Forgot how old a brother or sister was?
No, it's my nephew. It's my brother's
Even worse.
Son.
Joel.
It's even worse.
Come on.
I have like 18 nephews and nieces.
She has to remember all of your family. She's doing a better job of it.
Well, she's a spoiled brat, only has one of her older sisters, so I have a lot to think about.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Like the fact that I'm one of 23.
<All time. laughs> Big fat dicks.
That was funny, man. what do you guys want to get into first? Let's see.
I want to get into you stop being a bitch all the time.
Speaking of Kelly, she showed me this thing. Have you guys seen that, like, Scarlett Johansson falling down on her face picture?
Color ScarJo, first of all. ScarJo, and no, I haven't seen it.
It's not a video. I guess this, like, paparazzo happened to get this one picture of... Here, hold on. Like her falling, and it's become like this whole internet like phenomenon. Hold on. Oh, damn it. Image. There we go. Then I hit this.
Oh, they turned her into a meme?
Yeah. Oh, big time, dude. Have you seen this one yet? Here we go.
I'm just seeing it.
Here's the original picture. This is her literally falling on her face. And then that has become like.
Look at her. She should fall with that coat.
You stupid bitch.
Something happened where she just happened to get snapped in that picture, and it has become like this internet like phenomenon. Have you not seen any of these things?
Well, no, but now this
just type in Scarlett Johansson falling down, and that's all you gotta.
I put the BuzzFeed link in the chat.
There you go.
These are starting to make a lot more sense because I just Googled Scarlett Johansson falling down. And I didn't see the original one.
That's
but,
the original.
Oh, they're funny.
Yeah, there you go. There's the.
They're falling in a field
chasing
of corgis.
The fat kid.
She's riding a dolphin.
Oh my god! Memes are the best.
They really are.
The thing is, like that poor bit. Like, how did who for a second would think to snap that picture mid fall? And then they would go like later and look at like what they snapped them and, oh my god, that's Scarlett Johansson.
Well, of course, someone just saw a picture or someone just saw Scarlett Johansson walking down the street, was getting their phone out to take a picture of normal Scarlett Johansson. As soon as they hit the take a picture button, she probably tripped at that moment.
You're probably right.
I'm sure it wasn't like, oh wow, she's falling. But, I have cat-like reflexes.
But then again, look at...
Mid-fall.
She's obviously in the middle of, like, New York City. Like, look at that road. Like, how could she possibly... What happened where she fell? That's my question.
Oh, my God. Did you see the one where she's a walrus?
Yeah.
Then he put saber teeth on her and everything. Oh, that's amazing.
So that's the... They're both...
One where she's climbing up the Grand Canyon. This is the dumb shit I love.
That's why I pulled this one.
Sharing.
I figured you would love it.
One where she's just playing bongos. There's one where they just photoshopped her on top of her own self falling down more. Oh, these are awesome.
So that's the newest meme for all of you guys. Have fun with that one.
Oh, I love it.
We need to get something from us or the collective shows on More Like Radio, like something, like one picture that will go viral like that.
Yeah. Well, one, we have to be as famous as Scarlett Johansson.
And also not get copyright infringements against us so that it makes our YouTube page less good.
Also that.
Do you remember the Miracle on Ice video that I did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess someone didn't like that. And
are you kidding
made
me?
A copyright claim against
it. Oh, hold on. That was a Disney movie, wasn't it?
It could have been that, or it could have been the, well, there was the, or the McDonald's. One of those two people didn't like it.
Huh.
Bunch of fucking idiots. Is
oh, well. What are you gonna
whatever.
Do?
Whatever. Use the Vimeo account. I got a Vimeo account because Vimeo fucking wipes their ass with everything.
Right.
They don't care.
They really
don't give a fuck. It's like, do whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. I mean, you have to pay a little, but it's worth it because, like, they let you upload stuff, like, in super high quality. They don't give a fuck if you post an entire movie. They don't care. Well, speaking of.
Oh.
of actresses, I have something. Miley Cyrus, finally, because we've all been clamoring, why she can't get into Breaking Bad.
Because she can't cook meth well?
No, no, no. I want you guys, can we get...
It's too close to home.
I want you guys to guess.
Daddy issues.
Wait a minute. Just to clarify, can't get into watching the show or can't get into acting in the show?
No, she can't get into watching the show.
Oh, okay.
I just auditioned for Breaking Bad last week and they said they're not holding auditions anymore. Fucking assholes.
Well, the show's over.
Shut up. Joke. They're still assholes.
I like your Miley. I like your Miley Cyrus impression.
She said, "And
that's what she sounds like."
She said, "In Breaking Bad, I just can't get into, but I haven't been able to keep up with it as much."
You're not sticking your tongue out enough.
Cyrus said in a Rolling Stone interview, "There's just a lot of coughing. I'm in the first season, and the coughing is driving me crazy. Like, we get it. You're dying. Do you really need a whole 2-minute scene of another cough attack? It's too much. In every bad situation, it's like, how does he get out of it? He just starts coughing."
That's funny. Like, she's being honest. She's like, okay, that got annoying. I don't like that part of his character.
He looked at you.
Yeah, but fuck him. I don't want to see him die.
That's funny. Sad. Like, she was being real in that moment. She's just like, oh my God, enough of this. That's funny.
I think she's a fucking idiot.
You think so?
She would make a terrible doctor.
Oh my God, you have lung cancer? Stop coughing all
would
the time.
You shut up already?
All I do is like cough.
Ugh. Take a lozenge.
God.
You want to see how far I can stick my tongue out?
No.
Ah.
For the last time, no. Stop.
Ah.
By the way,
new record. Yeah, that's a new record.
Was she on Jimmy Kimmel or one of these late night shows where she was talking about how
Jimmy
like...
Jimmy Kimmel wasn't her, am I right, guys?
Hey.
Live last week.
Saying that like, you know, like they were like, oh, was this planned or not? And she just kind of looked at him and was like, it's been over a month now and you guys are still talking about it. So yeah, this worked. Like, she's so on top of like what it is that she's doing. Like, I hated her at first, but now I'm like, okay, no, I kind of respect her for just totally.
Wait,
just
what was planned? What is she on top of?
But just getting attention, getting her name out there, being like, okay, this is the new Miley Cyrus. I'm a hoe bag. Because for a while there, after Hannah Montana got canceled, nobody really gave a fuck about her until recently. So it was a smart idea on her part.
Being a hoe bag?
Oh, yeah. Because she's in the news. People are going to pay attention to everything she does now. Hell yeah.
Because she's a hoe bag.
But why does she have a Boardwalk Empire haircut? No one's been able to answer that.
Like, yeah,
that?
I hate her hair. It's really bad, man.
It really sucks. Really sucks.
It's incredibly distracting.
I mean, like, she's sexy in a weird like way, but not really. But you see what I'm saying? Like, but sort of not really because of the haircut.
No.
She looks like a male swimmer. That's not attractive.
Do you think she would be a good fuck? Attractive.
I mean, I guess if you don't mind doing a little boy.
And if she's on Molly.
Does kind of look like a boy.
No, but I mean, she looks like a 12-year-old boy.
I don't know. Like, there's something about it that's like, okay, that's a little hot. And then other top parts of me is like, oh, you fucking disgusting pig. No.
That's what being a hoe bag is all about.
Yeah.
About
that, she's just getting those like, give me attention tattoos now. And it's just like, all right, get it.
But then again, you know what I'm talking about. Like, those girls, like, the ones who aren't that hot, but they
weren't that hot.
They were that hot.
All sluts.
Well, yeah, but they perceive this like type of certain sexuality where you're like, okay, yeah, I'd do that.
Nah, I'd rather do Billy Ray.
Sarah Green was her name high school. Hilltop High School, look it up, people. Sarah Green. She wasn't that hot, but like she had a nice body, but she was just
Did you just throw out the name of a random person?
Was she a hottie boomalotti?
No, she was an actual person that I went to high school with. It, for some reason, everybody wanted to fuck this girl, and she would never give it up, but she exuded this type of... You see what I'm saying? Like, there's certain people that, like, have it... I'm trying to think of other celebrities aside from her that, like, they're not good-looking, but they exude this weird sexuality.
I've done this before, yeah, I believe.
Have we?
We have. However, I would like Mitch to explain what he is posting
like
in the
Fiona Apple
chat room.
That's Fiona Apple's one.
I know.
She looks exactly like Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my God. That's Nick Cage's face? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. To superimpose Nick Cage faces.
Mitch, I don't know, but I love them for it because they're hilarious.
That's very funny.
He's three animated GIFs so far of different scenes of Miley Cyrus's new like, Wrecking Ball, whatever, video. And it's just like live action Nicolas Cage faces over her face. And it fits.
I found one that's even, I can't find it, but I saw one that's even longer. I'm trying to find it, but I was looking at it the other day. I had seen this Nicolas Cage GIF earlier, and then I forgot about it. And then the other day I was watching
the Miley Cyrus,
I still call it GIF, but I saw the Miley Cyrus video again. I'm like, she looks like Nicolas Cage.
I don't like calling it a GIF because there's peanut butter already called that.
It's not peanut butter, Dutch.
Yeah, but apparently the maker of the GIF said that that's what he named it after.
Well, GIF? Copyright infringement, his ass.
It should be a J then.
Sue him.
I think GIF sounds better.
Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time!
Yeah, bring it all the way around. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly. Oh, we stopped.
Oh.
How about six minutes?
What?
How about six ridiculous kid-friendly adaptations to R-rated movies?
I don't like how you're taking control of the show right now.
Do you not like? Okay, I won't do it. Forget it.
No, go ahead.
No, fine. I don't want to. No,
but we like things that are in list format.
I don't have any.
Actually, Mitch has it. Mitch, can you read it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Number six. These are all cartoons that we all watched
now,
as a kid.
Now, Dutch, ring the bell if you remember the cartoon as a kid, okay?
Okay.
Okay, number six is the animated version, the cartoon version of RoboCop.
Yeah.
Where he gets turned in.
Damn it, I don't have a bell in this button. Hold on.
That's fine. That was fine.
He gets turned into a weird Inspector Gadget-like cartoon.
I remember this. Look at the pictures. Do you have the picture? Do you have the picture?
Yeah. let me put it up.
Yeah, post a link in the chat because I want
people
to be able to
see. Reiterate what this is again. What are we doing?
Okay, these are cartoons. Okay, remember back in the mid '90s, they used to take, and they don't do it anymore now, but they used to take R-rated movies and just turn them into cartoons, like RoboCop. Remember, RoboCop was pretty hard R movie.
Really?
Yeah, remember RoboCop?
I haven't seen that movie all the way through yet. Now I'm thinking about it.
The beginning of RoboCop, they shoot him up. I mean, it's completely bloody and gory. I mean, it's bad.
Huh.
It is not a children's movie by any stretch of the imagination.
Not at all.
Hmm. I don't remember watching the cartoon, though.
Yeah. All right. What's the next one, Mitch?
Okay. The next one is James Bond. I didn't know this was a cartoon.
James Bond Jr. I remember James Bond Jr.
James Bond is not meant for children.
You don't remember James Bond Jr.?
Not at all.
No.
Really? Am I the only one that used to watch James Bond Jr.? Well, you guys are weirdos. Yeah,
I think so.
I've never heard what you're talking about.
Somebody pull up the theme song for James Bond Jr.
I typed it in, and the only thing I have is the Mission Impossible theme song. Close enough, right?
That's what you're getting.
Hold on. While this plays, I'll find the actual one.
I think I got it.
You got it? There you go for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I remember this. Turn up a bit.
Way louder.
No one can stop him, but some always tries. A young Bond cuts through each web of spies. He learned the game from his Uncle James. Now he's heir to the name James Bond. James Bond Jr.
Do you think it could get a...
What?
It should get an update and have Adele sing it this time.
No.
Because Adele sings James Bond now.
Skyfall! Motherfucking Skyfall! It's all about Skyfall! The movie's called Skyfall! I'm going to see Skyfall! All right, Adele. Christ. Sorry. It really annoyed me because that's a very obscure
Someone
song.
Should give you a Grammy.
Skyfall! I'm not as fat as Adele.
Aww.
I think she actually got an Oscar for that one for best theme song, right?
Yeah.
Why am I seeing Hulk Hogan on a wrecking ball?
Oh, why not?
You haven't seen that commercial?
It's a commercial?
You haven't seen the Hostamania commercial? Hold on. I'll do this.
No, I haven't seen this commercial
I don't
either.
Know what Hostamania is. I don't know why I'm looking at Hulk Hogan right now.
If you buy me time, I'll pull it up.
Why is Hulk Hogan in a thong?
First of all,
he's always been in a thong.
This is my first question. My voice pulls it up. What is host or Hulkamania? Hulkamania or Hostamania?
One, you need to say brother when you ask questions.
Brother? And second of all, why am I looking at his bare butt cheeks?
I don't know.
I don't want to see his butt cheeks.
I do.
No one wants to see a 55-year-old guy's butt cheeks.
He doesn't even have Dutch, how about,
those are terrible butt cheeks.
How about stop? How about
cellulite?
How about stop speaking for the show, Dutch?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Good.
Maybe you don't want to fucking see old man butt cheeks. By the way, that's Hulk Hogan's name now.
Old man butt cheeks.
Yeah, I really don't want to see these butt cheeks.
I like that he's sitting on top of a feather
now,
boa.
I think, from
what I'm seeing from the threads above, is he trying to do a Miley Cyrus thing? Because he's on Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, but he is laughing like he's having way too much
now,
fun.
Now, if I'm reading
him
this correct,
butt cheeks.
Old man butt cheeks.
Old man butt cheeks. If I am reading this correctly,
you're not.
Hostamania. Hulk Hogan started his own hosting site, like GoDaddy.
It's good.
Yeah, because Pasta Mania went so well. I guess he did this. All right, let me play. You want to see the commercial,
hold
guys?
Hold on, back up. He started his own website hosting service.
Yes.
Ew.
Called Hosta Mania.
Why
you
would
you watch it? Do you okay, watch the commercial? Yes or no?
I'll watch it. Here we
of
go.
Of course, I want to watch it.
All right.
That's not Hulk Hogan, by the way. It's a guy that looks like him.
He's eating crayons.
200,000 hosting
this
orders.
This guy looks like Hulk Hogan now.
Yeah, it's not him, though.
With his bald hair.
There's a guy upside down for some reason eating a Slim Jim.
No, more crayons, I think.
All right, and now's when the commercial gets good.
Okay, we got the Hulkster.
Coming in on a wrecking ball. He's flexing.
Why is Steve Nash in this commercial?
Now he's riding a wrecking ball in a thong.
With his butt, he's smacking his butt
slapping
cheeks.
Slapping his kissable butt.
His butt cheeks.
By the way, notice that he couldn't get his intro song, so it's a generic Hulk
intro. It's a sideways version of American.
No, but listen to it. It sounds like it, but it's not it. It's kind of like it. It's
a generic. I'm saying sideways version.
Because he doesn't own the rights to his own song.
You know what? For as old as he is, his legs and butt are okay.
Are you kidding? No, they're not, Marie.
Sure they are.
No.
That commercial was very informative to tell me that this is actually a hosting service where I can put my websites and sell my products on.
This doesn't sell anything.
Well, look at
this
butt
inform me that this is a place where I can host a website.
Did Hulk Hogan ever wear a thong, or is he just trying to play off the Miley Cyrus thing?
I don't know.
I'm sure he's trying to play off the Miley Cyrus thing.
We're going to host your site, brother, for only $19.95.
I mean, I've learned a lot about, you know, the upload and download speeds and storage capacity and rates. Yeah, I'm sold.
Oh, what are this the rates? Did you read them? What are they?
They're look at his thighs.
No, but seriously, pull up, go to Hostamania.
Doesn't somebody. Matter. Look at his thighs.
They're nice. They're nice thighs. I'm not going to argue
that. You can't go anywhere. It's just a video, a really big banner ad. We'll scroll down. It says it'll be running soon. There's a countdown, and it says, got an email, brother? And you could send in your email when you click Hulk up.
Because when
the button
I
is
think
called
of,
Hulk up.
Because when I think of web hosting, I immediately think of Hulk Hogan. How about you guys?
Yep.
Well, it's like when I think of video games, I think of Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, thank you. Or Kurt Loder.
I've been saying since the early 90s, man, Hulk Hogan should really have his own web hosting company.
She said it. You know what? I heard her. She said it many times.
How like, embarrassing. Like, dude, come on.
Can we see if this Hostamania is actually hosted on like GoDaddy or something?
Probably.
It's a whole other website. That's
right. His website that he uses to host other people's websites.
That'd be great.
Is from GoDaddy.
We use HTML5, brother.
All right.
That'd be great. I would love that.
I'll punch Flash right in the face.
Yeah.
Let's see viruses get in through these 29-inch pythons, brother. They're not getting through. Who needs a firewall when you have these?
All right, Hulk. All right, relax. I don't think flexing is going to stop a virus.
I need to give him all my money right now. All of it. Here, just take it, Hulk.
Take it all, Hulk. Guess what?
More I take all those other hosting websites, SEO plugins, and suplex them through a table.
I can't wait until Hokamania, what was it called
Hostamania.
Again? Hostamania goes public so I can buy stock in it.
I can't wait till Black Radio was hosted on Hostamania.
Of course.
By the way, it's sad, but every single page, because they don't tell you this, Hostamania is going to be really, really cheap. I think it's going to be cheaper than GoDaddy.
Why is that?
The introductory thing. I mean, why else would they?
But no, it's going to be 10 times more expensive because you're getting the Hulk brand.
Oh, you're paying for it?
Yeah. It's like, why get a Toyota Corolla when you can get an Aston Martin?
But what they don't tell you is that every single page is going to have Hulk Hogan's theme song on it. Of your website, whether you like it or not, every page.
There we go.
Every page.
It auto plays. No way to stop
watch,
it.
Watch, Dutch. Click the live tab. Click the live tab. Just click it.
Right, there you go. Sorry.
Oh, he clicked it. Okay, good. There it goes.
And in fact, if you try to look for a place to turn off song, it just gets louder.
Are you serious? Now, you go to Hostamania and Real American, you can't stop it?
It's just this.
It just continues. Whether you're going to your banking site, whether you're just trying to look up information on Wikipedia.
Guess what? They have a mobile site. Let me turn it on. Hold on.
Oh, even the mobile sites. Does it matter if... God. Oh, and the app. It's going to have an app, too.
Oh, there's going to be an app? Hold on. I'm downloading the app.
Mobile.
Hold on.
How bad... How bad...
App's on.
How bad did Linda fuck him in that divorce where he has to do all this nonsense?
Oh, no, sorry. That's just myself.
He owes her everything.
You know what? Sometimes when you have a name like the Hulk, you just have to try every venue to see what sticks and what doesn't.
Well, let me click the About Us tab.
Or when you owe some bitch $90 million a year.
It's worth it, guy. The thing is, it's worth it.
What a fucking bullshit divorce that was. Did you guys see, like, what happened with that divorce with him and Linda? Like, she is making 75% of everything he makes. She's taking it.
But Monkey says, every new user gets a free DVD of me banging Mancow's wife, brother. Or was it
Bubba? It wasn't Mancow, it was Bubba. Same thing, though. They're both the same hacks.
Same voice.
But actually, with this new thing, he moved over Bubba and went on to the new radio hack.
Yeah, that's all he does.
That's all he does is bang radio hack. But the next thing you know, he's going to be hooking up with John Jay and Rich, you know, Bob and Tom, Free Beer and Hot Wings, Opie and Anthony, everybody, all their wives.
Well, I mean, Bob and Tom's wives have to be very old at this point. I mean, let's be honest.
Those guys are literally in their 70s.
They're not exactly spring chickens.
Bob and Tom, for some reason, have some sort of deal with some sort of local cable access. So, like, at 7, at like 4 in the morning, if you have the TV on, you'll get, like, the Bob and Tom TV show.
Oh, yeah, you can actually watch it.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
Dude, they're so old. No, it's like, it's sad. It's like, what are these old men talking about?
Can I make a confession?
They all have their backs to each other. They don't even like talk to each other.
They look at a
They just make words.
I know exactly what you mean.
Can I make a confession?
You love them.
No. I wake up to them every morning. Want to know why? God. Because when I hear a fit of fake laughter, it's way better than hearing, meh, meh, meh. I literally have my thing set to 98.1, which is a classic rock station here in town, which syndicates Bob and Tom in the morning. And hearing that fake nonsense that they do every goddamn morning wakes me up quicker than any repetitive alarm will ever do.
Hey, Bob, we're going to do War of Roses tonight.
My false teeth are falling out.
What? Huh? Let's play the prank calls.
Let's play 15 other bits that we did 20 years ago when we were relevant, and then we're going to do that for the rest of the show.
Well, we have tiny Tim coming. What? He died 10
Actually,
years
hold on
ago?
A second. Like, that's not actually what they sound like. The one guy sounds like, I just whisper into the mic the entire time. And the other guy's like, that's literally what the show sounds like. It's terrible.
They have their
man.
Background chuckler where that's all he does is just chuckles.
That's
at
all
they that, say.
No, that's all Tom does. Tom is laugh track guy. That's all he does. He never makes any contribution. And Bob, actually, I think it's the other way around. I don't remember what it was, but I think Bob is the unfunny jokes that were funny 40 years ago guy.
Dude, but Dave, but I'll give him this. You can say whatever you want. They're terrible. But they've been doing it for like 103
they
years.
They make millions.
They have been on since the first radio broadcast was put out, and that's fine. And they're still making money for it, and a lot of it.
You know what's great about them, though? They're syndicated out of Indianapolis, and they have been offered to go to New York. They've been offered to go to L.A. They've been offered to go to the biggest markets out there. And said, no, we're good here. You, if you want us, you syndicate us. And they're syndicated in every other major market, but they still stay in Indianapolis. I don't know how they get away with it.
Insane, but probably because they don't fucking pay taxes. No one wants to move to New York because everyone tells you, like, let's go. Because, like, Marie making a comment, like, oh, we need to move to an area that's like a big radio market but cheap to live. I go, it doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
If you're in a big radio market,
yeah, like,
then
is there
it's
a big
not
radio
cheap
market in like the deep south where we could just get a huge yard?
No, because any big radio market is going to be in an area that's going to be expensive to live.
By the way, I'll tell you this much: like I used to
look at their picture. Thank you, Marie. Look at them. Look how old they are. So old men,
dude. They're literally pushing like they're in their mid-60s at this point. But here's the thing: they all hate each other because I think there's four principal people in the show. There's Bob, Tom, and then there's this other guy named Chick. Who's this fat guy? And then
it's a girl's name.
That's ironic.
And then there's a girl on the show. I forget.
Who's named Guy?
I don't. There's a girl on the show named Guy. And they all hate each other. And like,
dog named Cat.
There you go. There's a picture. And it's just, believe me, I don't listen to it on purpose. I listen to it because it's so enraging that I wake up at
that's
6 o'clock in the morning. I wake up to this every morning because at 6 o'clock in the morning, this god awful radio happens and I have to wake up to it.
Why is Michael McDonald on the show? Doesn't he look just like Michael McDonald? Where would that dude?
He does, man. Donald? That's Chick. And the other, I don't know the girl's name. It could be Guy. I don't know. But here's the thing, dude, all you hear are like references from the 70s. Like you don't hear anything current.
That's
nothing.
What I like.
Look how old these people are. They're so old. They're so old. And that's the reason why they're so popular is because they cater to the baby boomers who still have an edge.
Dutch, it looks like a Manhattan Transfer CD
cover.
Oh my cover.
God.
Seriously, somebody pull up a Manhattan Transfer CD cover.
You know they're going to be in Epcot this year.
I know, they're terrible. But that's what they look like.
They're like, so fucking bad, man.
You know they look like an old doo-wop band.
Here's the thing, though. They will make like double entendre jokes about jerking off.
Look, see? Look at
Oh, here's another one.
Transfer.
Oh, is that an old-timey? Hold on, what is this?
Oh, shit, hold on.
Oh, that's Mitch.
Mitch.
There you go, doo-wop band. Now, there you go.
That's Manhattan Transfer.
I got an even better one than that one.
Here's the thing. They're edgy to old people because they will make double entendre, jerk off, and sex jokes all day long. But it's like really lame. Like your grandfather will tell these jokes, but they're edgy, I'm sure, in his time kind of thing.
Like, what's an edgy old guy joke?
By the way, really, really quick. Just really quick. Like, Dutch.
So her favorite bird was the swallow, not the duck. Meaning, does she
like
swallow
tongue?
It or take it in her face? Exactly. Like, that's the thing they say. Her favorite bird was the swallow, not the duck. Like that's the kind of thing they say. Like what? They're terrible, and I love waking up to them every morning because it gets me mad and it gets my day started.
But that's dumb. People are dumb.
I know, but I have had the worst. I almost got fired like 18 times in the last like 40.
And guys, don't forget, we're giving away 2 tickets to Jefferson Starship.
No, they don't do that. They don't take callers. They only have comedians in. And when they have comedians in, they only
make they only ask questions that will set up bits for them to stretch time. They're that show.
Well, that sounds
every other day they have a just any rando comedian, like guys who aren't funny in person but they're very funny on stage. Like Tosh doesn't do any of the show but there, which makes me think he's not a funny person, he's a funny writer.
Right, you know what I mean? Or they'll have, and they always have, like, or they're that radio station that they circulate like three comedians, like Bob Marley.
Oh no, they have a comic shitload of comedians. No, they have a lot of comedians, but all these comedians are writer comedians. Like they have no
funny people comedians. Hey, Jim Gaffigan. So tell me about the Hot Pockets.
Well, it's funny that you asked me about that. Like it's literally, dude. Every
all right, you gotta go.
Every comedian they have,
and it made me shit for days.
I'm not joking, man. Every goddamn comedian they have on, they you know the producer said, okay, what are the what are your bits so we can lead into them? And the thing is, they've just given up at this point, and they don't even actually.
They call me Tater Salad.
But you know,
Ron White.
Here's the thing. This is how he would ask it in. He'd be like, so, did you have any nicknames growing up as a kid? Like, you know, like anything to do with salad? Like, he would literally softball Matt Badly. And, heard a few comedians that, get annoyed at how bad it is. And they'll be like, you know what, Tom? It's funny that you asked me that. And then they'll go into their bit.
Right. Okay. Do it to me. Like, set me up. Set me up for a joke. Like, do the interview. Like, let's say my big joke is, I don't know, what's my big line? What's my big catchphrase?
Marie's going to leave you.
Okay, Marie's gonna leave me. All right, now set me up. Set me up, Dutch.
So, Royce, and this is literally how he talks. He talks this close to the mic. That one of the guys in the show, I forget who it is. So, Royce, are you having any trouble in your marriage? Are you happy with your marriage? I mean, anything marriage? Do you have anything with your marriage?
Don't ask that. We don't want to get into his personal life.
No, everything's fine. I love my wife.
Okay, so, dude, it's
you just fucking I love that, like, just brick wall, just fucking sandbag them.
And I wish people would do that, but nobody does that.
But imagine, no, you know why? Even the comedians, I don't care how edgy and how I don't give a fuck you are.
Hold on,
Bob and Tom are so big that if you want to get in certain comedy clubs, you just have to.
Here we go. Hold on. I have one prime example of being brickwalled, and it just dawned on me. This was years ago, and I had no idea who these two were, and it was when they first got together. When Rich Foss and Bonnie came into the studio. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not even joking. Bonnie McFarlane stonewalled everything. Like, she was just such a cunt that day. And I remember, like, hearing this at work. And this was years ago. Like, I want to say close to, like, you know, fuck. This had been, like, I don't know. It was a long time ago. But her whole thing was is that, like, the guy would ask a question and she would pause and be like, I don't have a joke about cows. Like, Rich would be like, all right, whatever. No, okay, so, you know, my parents grew up on a farm, so, you know what I mean? Like, he would try to save it, but Bonnie was just being such an asshole that day. I remember, because that's what put them on the map for me. Like, I had no idea who these two idiots were, and then just hearing the interview, I'm like, wow, that's really funny. Like, he was trying to set her up, and she just, I just remember that.
That is beautiful. I don't have
hilarious.
Any jokes about cows.
That was literally the line she had. Like, and that's the one thing that stuck in my brain.
Fucking fantastic.
Bonnie rules. Didn't you guys have Rich and Bonnie on, like, years ago?
Yeah, well, we were supposed to just have Rich on, but then Bonnie got on the phone.
But then Bonnie got... And he just handed her to the phone.
Yeah.
She's great. I think she's better than Rich, to be honest.
Oh, Rich is terrible.
I think she makes him better. Because the Bonnie stories are some of my favorite things about him, too. Yeah. So... Oh, but that's fun. Do you ever do that in real life, though?
Wait,
like, if somebody... There's obviously a lot of lame people in this world. So, and a lot of those lame people get pity laughs because people are just polite.
I don't pity laugh, by the way.
I know you don't.
No, but I see where Marie's going. Yeah.
But there are a lot of people, like in a normal office environment, that will just pity laugh anybody for whatever stupid thing they do. Mm-hmm. I never do it.
Isn't it great? It's freeing.
It's so wonderful.
It's freeing. It's freeing. Like, you look like a jerk, but it's freeing. Like, not to pity. Like, I think here's your mission, Dutch and Royce listeners. Go a week. And I know it's tough. You guys have office jobs, school, whatever. Go a week without fake laughing. You can laugh.
But you can be polite about it. You can pull it off by doing the I don't get the joke bit.
Right.
But it'd be like, oh, I don't. I mean, good for you.
But don't laugh.
No.
You want to know?
Get it.
It's freeing.
Hold on. You want to know what's funny? Is that this has been going on for like the better part of like 3 months now with Kelly. She has this guy in her office named Randall. And
oh my God, it already sounds terrible.
Exactly. Randall. And that's exactly my reaction when she told me.
Let me guess. Don't call me Randy Randall.
This guy is the type of guy who, like, you know, and apparently, I guess they have like the open office space. You know what I mean? Like, they have like cubicles, sort of, that are like lower, but everybody's kind of interactive in like the particular.
So you can see the other person on the other side of the cube.
Right. So apparently, what this guy does, and you know, it's a therapist's office. There's a whole lot of therapists who, like, you know, and they only go there for their paperwork stuff or yada yada. But Kelly every week has a story of this guy where he'll be sitting at his office with his headphones on. He'll sit there and go, it's ridiculous. And then no one will say anything to him. And then he'll be like,
he's laughing loudly, so people will ask him what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah, so, and then there's that. Then there's also other instances where he'll be like, that's ridiculous. Like while he's reading something, just trying to get someone to go, what is it, Randall?
Hey, Randall, what's wrong? What was ridiculous?
Here's the thing, though. You're talking about Stonewall people. No one in the office does any of it. And, like, Kelly learned that within the first week. She never even gave that guy, like, an ounce of anything because she was smart enough to go, okay, I'm going to let someone else respond first because I'm a new person here. Just like, you know, oh my God, they did that? Like, he's the open-ended question guy.
You know, it's probably what I was thinking. At one point, she opened her mouth for a second, and somebody ran up to her and covered her mouth and went, shh, come here.
Here's the thing, though. Kelly started this thing on her Twitter like a while ago called the insufferable coworker bit on her Twitter page. And Kelly just started back up again because she started a while ago and then, like, she just stopped for some reason. I don't know. But Kelly, type in I know you're listening, but type in what your Twitter feed is so people can backtrack and see what it is that you posted. But this guy is, here we go. She said, or he'll say a punchline, quote, hey, what did the green olive say to the black olive? None of the eight people in the room will respond.
Get out of my office,
or
nigga.
Or will ask, what, Randall? And then,
I don't know if that's the punchline, Mitch.
Well, apparently, she'll ask that, and then no one will say anything, and there's just dead silence in the office.
what a racist olive.
The only thing better than stonewalling somebody is a united front of stonewalling somebody.
Everyone, and the killing is, Kelly, like, has every time I see her every weekend, she's just like, oh, Randall story, and then she'll just tell me something is just this asshole did.
Okay, the thing that makes it even better for me on that extra level is that she's a therapist, which means that they're all therapists. They're fucking studying Randall. They are a bunch of scientists with a monkey in the middle, and they're just taking notes every time he says something.
And they know the only way to combat this nonsense is to say nothing.
Yeah, they know. They know what they're doing. They're professionals.
Like, it happens at the gym to me. Like, guy that smiles at you and you know he's going to talk to you.
Oh my God.
We were walking. Okay, perfect story. This, because we're fucking horrible people. We were walking, which is nice. It was really nice that we're walking. Beautiful, beautiful. Like, Sunday, we're like, let's go for a walk. It's so nice. So we're walking out. And we're to ourselves, and these two really, this couple, usually where I'm out, this two old couples are on those big, like, beach bikes.
60-year-old couple.
Yeah, you know those, like, big beach cruiser bikes with a basket in the front, and they're cruising, and then they're always, like, really nice to me. They always say hi, and when they're coming by, I go to them and go, God, they're going to be really nice. They're going to say fucking hi. And I'm already miserable, and they start coming up, and they go, hi, how are you? And I'm like, hey. and we keep walking. And then we come back around and they're there again and we're walking towards them. We both panic. We're like, oh no, do we say hi again? Are we supposed to say hi again? I don't know. We were saying hi to him once, but it's been like 10 minutes. So like, is this like a new interaction now? So we're walking. And then the thing is like, oh, they're going the opposite way. But then they were in a cul-de-sac and they kept going in a circle like sharks, like they were waiting for us. It's going circles. We're like, oh fuck. What do? We can't stop. They've made eye contact. This is our lives.
It's so true. We're panicking. We're like, oh my God. Now we have to find it funny. It's like, oh, what are the odds? You're going one way, we're going the other way. We're going to cross paths twice.
We think our neighbors hate us. Like,
all of our neighbors hate
all
us.
All the neighbors in the block like know each
all
other.
All of them hate
but,
us.
Oh, yeah, but they know each other, but they always skip our house. Like, everyone, like, all the houses know each other except for us. No one talks to us. It's terrible.
We need a new neighborhood.
It's terrible, dude. Bad.
You guys are bad.
Bad
neighbors.
Dude, we're bad. It's dude, no
but
one
we don't
likes
say
us.
Anything. We're just keep to ourselves type people. We don't you know, we're not loud. We don't cut our grass. We cut our grass. You know, what do you want from us? What do you want from us?
I don't know. I don't know what they think about us, though, because no one talks to us, and it's very odd. And then I make eye contact. I try to say hi to the neighbor. He just kind of looks at me weird, and it's like, all right, I mean, whatever. And
where do you live? Because I want to move there if no one talks to you. I want to be in a neighborhood where no one
Florida.
Talks to me.
It's called Florida. Florida's a bunch
or
of
or maybe it's
pricks.
Us.
It's us. No, it's you. It's definitely you.
Whatever, it's fine. I don't want to be talked to anyway. It's like I want to interact with these assholes, but it's just like it's just the fact that it's like we haven't really done anything that what are you laughing at, Mitch?
What's funny?
Why is Mitch laughing so hard?
No, Margie. I'm just laughing at what Sherry put in the chat. She said, our neighbors don't talk to us.
Oh,
why do you put your name as Margie?
Yeah, I was confused.
Well, I was going to give you credit.
She hasn't gone by that in a while.
Wait, she goes by Margie?
That's what I called her for the first like 4 months of you guys knowing she existed.
Wow, I cared Margie? So little about yeah. I cared so little about you that it didn't matter. I don't remember.
I
was having sign-in issues. It said Dolly was already signed in, so I said, "Fuck it, I don't care anymore."
That's
I'm
the
going
point.
The
if you're already, if you're already signed
name.
In, it will automatically come up.
No, it signed me in as guest.
Do you oh want, yeah, sure.
Do you want me to kick the name? I think I can kick the name.
Can you kick the name? Can you?
I don't know. I don't know if I can kick it without banning.
Dolly's in
know?
The chat room right now.
You can do it. I can do it for like a minute.
And by the way, Mitch, why did you steal your T-shirt from Benny the Jet Rodriguez?
Yeah, I hate your shirt.
Setting. Fucking Christ!
I found. It, I bought it for $3.
Why does it match your PF Flyers?
I wish I knew the reference.
Where do you buy a shirt for $3?
Thrift store.
Oh my God! Wait, how poor are you?
Yeah, Mary? Way to go, Macklemore.
Yeah, seriously. At least Sherry's shirt's nice. She got it online. You could tell. Is that a bunch of fries?
It was a birthday gift.
Is that fries?
Yes.
You two are just the biggest dorks of all time.
Bonjour. My boob is saying bonjour.
Oh, because they're French fries. I
yeah.
I got it.
I hope you two both die in a cement truck accident.
I hope that shirt is made out of Chinese drywall particles.
Oh, quiet now. They're my favorite couple. No offense, Joel and Kelly.
What?
You guys are adorable, but look at Mitch and Sherry over there.
They have terrible shirts. Kelly's got big boobs.
I have brilliant shirts. My shirts are hilarious.
They're not brilliant.
One I was wearing yesterday was the barrel of monkeys giving birth, and the doctor was pulling out all the monkeys out of the mama monkey's vagina, and they were all linked together with their arms.
I feel like you were just watching Nat Geo.
You both are locked into like ninth grade when that kind of stuff was fun.
They really did their own show.
Which is just fun shirts. Like, I mean, you know, you guys are both like pushing 30 at this point. Come on.
So you can't be happy if Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking Dark Dutch over here. Christ almighty.
How
is happy shirts mean being happy?
I don't know. I mean, maybe some people like wearing funny shirts.
You
I wear
hate
funny
his shirt too.
I know his shirt's terrible, but I don't buy shirts from a thrift shop. Okay, is she going to kill you with that arrow or what's happening?
Jesus Mike. Christ.
She has a compound bow aimed at his head.
I don't think there's an arrow in it.
Why do you think?
But it wouldn't
and
be the
why
first
is
she time
wearing
she stabbed me with
yoga booty shorts while she's doing that?
If Duck Dynasty
Perry
deserves
is a
show,
psychopath, by the way.
These guys deserve
no,
a show.
No, they're both psychopaths. You're right, Marie. They're both psychopaths.
You both deserve each other.
They're fucking psychopaths.
Yes. They're incredibly
entertaining. They're going to make crazy children. You understand that the next Unabomber is going to come from fucking her vagina. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Watch. Watch. The next bomber is going to come. I'm telling you. It's going to be really bad. My daddy always wore horrible shirts.
And his jeans always had holes in them.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hi, this is Marianne from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but is this a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe has he met another guy? I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless. And one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Look, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him is amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh. Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
The Elvis and Alfred Show. Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson. And on the phone...
it's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24/7.
Yeah!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
morelikeradio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Three speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Whoa.
Get ready.
more hippo juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
And welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Hey guys, when you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally piss off. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m., More Like Radio. Boom.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Morning Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, it's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
I've been way over my head, Nick. I'm doing something terrible.
What is it, man?
You're gonna get mad at me.
I'm your best friend. There's nothing you could say that I'd get mad at.
Okay. I can do this. Do you know how I broke up with Elizabeth so that I could start dating Cece again?
Absolutely, and it was really hard for you.
Yeah, that actually never happened.
What do you mean?
I'm still dating Elizabeth.
What do you mean?
I'm dating both of them, and neither one of them knows that, and I feel terrible about it.
But Elizabeth is gone. What do you mean?
She's not gone.
So you broke up with Cece?
I didn't break up with either one of them.
What do you mean?
You process this however you need to process it. If you want to keep talking it out.
Which one are you dating?
Both.
Are you dating Cece?
I'm dating Cece.
Are you dating Elizabeth?
Yes.
How do you do that?
They made me choose.
You have to choose. You can't have both women.
What was I supposed to do?
What, you think you can have a bunch of wives? You got one wife! This is the way the world works!
Why? I feel terrible about this. I don't know what to do.
How could you do this with Jesus?
I don't know. I feel really badly about it.
Welcome back to second hour of Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com. The number is 954-573-2780. Or go to MoreLikeRadio.com and hit the live link so you can join us live. That is
you can't have a bunch of wives!
Dude. Kelly watched it before I did. And she texted me. She's like, have you seen the newest New Girl? And I was like, no, not yet. And she's like, guess what my favorite part is? And when the part came up where he was wearing the motorcycle helmet, he's just like, I have a dance. It's going to make everybody happy. And he just starts to, I'm like, that's her favorite part. I text her and she's like, oh yeah, That was definitely it.
My favorite part was that one I just played there. You can't have a wife! I love his mind.
Wait, you have a bunch of wives?
Oh, we're such a New Girl fanboys. Anyways, yeah, just hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, or Hippo Juice Film. To get touch with us through that throughout the show. And then you can also download the show. If you're listening live, you want to find out how do you get it. We are exclusively on the More Like Radio iTunes / on, or you just go to download page on More Like Radio to get the full.
I don't appreciate you giving out my personal Twitter like it's just for everyone.
Yeah, dude.
Well, that, I mean,
what's up with that?
First of all, about, I mean, there's a lot of nude pictures of me on there, so no one should check it out.
You can check out H Juice Marie for nudies.
And second of all, it's none of your business. So get off my Twitter
page. To be fair, all the nude pictures are of Mitch, but they still are nude pictures. They count.
You have to specify who is nude.
And they are on a bearskin rug. Okay.
Whom?
Have you ever laid in a bearskin rug? They're fabulous.
Yeah, the ones Mitch are from skinned gay men that are really hairy.
By the way, over the break, you guys should be in the chat room, really, because we were just speculating on what Mitch and Sherry's baby would be
yes!
like.
Yes!
One, and it's just pictures of babies holding crossbows.
I like it.
And then like they have like a Sears picture, or no, I think actually your chick put a picture of these two couple, that one with a mullet, and
it's a redneck glamour shot.
It's awesome.
It's glamour shot.
Is it sad that every time you mention Sears, it gives me a flashback to when I was a kid and I have to had to shop in the Sears Husky department?
Oh,
school pants.
Yes.
Real quick. Speaking of Sears, okay. So, my sister's boyfriend Josh, he's from South Carolina, and his best friend,
I like Josh,
and his best friend Joe. Yeah. Like they both happen to live in Denver. They don't live in Denver anymore. At least, Josh and Renee, Renee, my sister, they live in Georgia now. But when they were living in Denver at the time, Josh and Joey started a Panthers bar because they're diehard Panthers fans.
Now, that's a bar that's
just for Panthers.
No, I thought it was a bar where all the waitresses are Panthers.
So the, you know, the Carolina Panthers, you know,
a lot of people died.
It's a lot of fun to go there just because, like, at least, who the fuck is a Panthers fan in Denver? But for some reason, dude, there's a lot of Carolina transplants who show up at this bar that these two guys started. So before Josh left, him and Joey went to Sears and made all these ridiculous, like, Panther-like pictures, and they blew them up huge and have them hanging up in the bar. You know what I mean? Like the where both of them have like their arms like, you know, like
that's
this
with
funny. Dude, it's fucking hilarious. Cause
you have any pictures of these pictures?
Oh, damn it. I hope Kelly, if you took any pictures, we were there last week. Hopefully post them if you have them. I didn't think to take any pictures of it. It's hilarious.
You don't think at all.
Yeah, I'm going to be there next week, so I'll take pictures of them and post them for you guys.
Is it Shelby's?
Yes, it's Shelby's. How did you know that?
Okay, I just looked up Denver Panther Bar in Google.
There you go.
I'm sure there can't be that many. Yeah, I'm sure it's like, which one of the 12?
Dude, yeah, Shelby's. Like, no, the thing is that like they started 2 years ago, and it was just a dive bar. Like, this bar is in the middle of all these skyscrapers. It's like, if you've ever seen the Disney animated movie
Mermaid
with the old guy and the little kid and the balloon house.
Flat.
Tell these idiots to start up a website
on hostamania.com.
No, they do. It's called, I think it's called like Mile High Cats.
It's where they have sex a mile high
with cats.
I think
that's, because I searched Shelby's Bar and Grill Denver and it does not show a website anywhere.
Well, they don't have the bar to their website, but I think Mile High Cats, which is with the whole Denver Panthers scene or whatever. I love the fact that that's the number one thing that comes up. But my point is, you were talking about Sears pictures. Like, they decided to take a bunch of those and just hang them up in the bar. It's actually really funny because people who are like Panthers fans who don't know the whole nonsense that happens in the bar because they have their own made-up cheers and everything. And they walk in, they have no idea who Joey or Josh are, and they walk in and like who are these two queers, like on the side of the wall? It's really funny.
That's
funny.
It's really funny, dude. Because there's a lot of gay. And the thing is, like, these two guys have the greatest sense of humor in the fact that, you know, they knew that was going to happen. Well, it's really funny.
You know, Dutch, speaking of gay, I wanted to get into We Are Better Than the Music.
Yes.
The name. We want to thank Hammy from a Brain Stew for sending this.
By the way, if you guys have any suggestions for We Are Better Than Music, which is apparently taken off at this point,
Friends of MLR
on Facebook, or just Twitter us individually if you guys have suggestions for any music we should be playing for We Are Better Than Music segment.
All right. The name of this song is Johnny McGovern and Team Pimp, Something for the Fellas. Okay.
And by the way, I saw this when Hammy sent it to us Saturday morning, and I just commented back, it's so awkward in here. And I go downstairs, and Royce is already downstairs, and he's like, have you seen this? And I'm like, I watched about 10 seconds of it, and I tapped out.
I intentionally did not really watch it because I wanted to have an honest reaction on the air.
So. Okay, well, here you go.
It's quite possibly the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
Are these guys?
Oh.
These are guys.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Except for one person. They're yes, it's very gay.
Oh, I'm not ready for this. Oh, God.
I'm so
this is amazing. Really bob your head to.
I'm so glad Joel has an honest reaction to this video because I'm already desensitized 3 views.
By the way, John McGovern and Team Pimp, Something for the Fellas.
Oh, they're kissing each other's necks. Oh my God.
Very sensual.
They're just humping and licking and dancing and butt slapping.
Is this on YouTube?
Oh, let's hear the hook.
Sorry.
It's so awkward. I feel so uncomfortable.
I know. I kind of like gay Dean Ambrose.
I don't. His mole on his upper lip is bothering me slightly.
Hold on.
And he has entirely too many polo shirts.
Break it down now.
Why are they wearing sideways hats like wiggers? Oh, there's just so many naked.
So much making out going on. I hate the making out.
It's really hard to watch with an erection.
The making out part is the worst part.
Hold on. Here comes verse 2.
Okay, that's transvestite here.
And then around this point is where I stopped being repulsed by the gayness and started being annoyed by how repetitive the song is. Like, this is where I was like, enough already. They're burning up and bitch and dollar.
By the way, Kevin, you're welcome. Now you get to edit this.
Oh my God, he's going to have to just align everything. Oh, it's going to be awkward for him. I hope he has to edit this in front of his wife.
I hope so.
And his child.
He's going to have to explain why daddy
is. Get out of here. Daddy's working.
No, I want to cut off his internet and make him do this at Starbucks.
Is it odd that as I'm watching this, I was recalling previous conversations that we had about why Dutch is not popular with the gays, but Royce is, where I was trying to place the Dutches versus
right!
the Royces?
Because, like, dude, oh, my God. Oh, they're grabbing dick.
A lot of these guys
kind
of look like Joel. So why are these guys allowed to be gay? But
they don't look like me at all.
Your face in my mussy. What is a mussy?
A man pussy. The ass.
Oh.
Her mussy's on fire.
Hold on, I want to hear the hook.
Why don't they just call it an ass? Why do they have to call it a mussy? Liars.
Look at the big fat gay black guy.
Black guy.
And there's Royce.
That's Royce.
Big fat gay black guy?
You were wondering where Royce
there
is?
I am.
There's Royce.
Wait, but I dance.
Of course he dances.
Oh, no. Oh, God. This is so gay.
Oh, no, Royce. Don't dance to this. Royce, it's going to get edited in the video.
Now. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, you're doing it in front of a green screen. Are you crazy?
I love making out.
But seriously, it's so repetitive.
How popular is this video? Is it, like, got a lot of views?
It's only 13,000 views.
Pretty early. Oh,
Jesus.
I think it's going to...
I'm glad we got it in the ground floor of this one.
Yeah, you don't sound like you mean that.
Joel, you know that let me start over. 100% of the time we play a video, it blows up.
Right.
100%.
Right. You don't think this one is going to blow up?
This one is going to blow up because we play it.
Oh, there's just so much. There's too much. Okay, here's the thing.
Here's what I want to know. Hold on. If it only has 13,000 views, how the fuck did Hammy find it?
That was my next question. My second question is that, like, the reason why it's uncomfortable, because, I mean, gay dudes, do whatever you want, but there's so much, like, sensual gay neck kissing
I wish they were ass fucking, because this is terrible.
Dude, I would prefer ass fucking over neck kissing. It's just so uncomfortable.
Sucking a dick is not as gay as kissing.
Dude, kissing is so gayer than dick sucking.
The kissing part of it, but they were like kind of playfully biting lips and, like, you know, just kind of brushing against the man nipple.
Against the nape of the neck and, like, they're grabbing slightly against. Oh my God, I can't take this.
There's just so much rubbing and slapping and just, it's sweaty and hot. And it's not good.
It's a hack. It's a hack point to make out, but, like, there's no. Most dudes are cool with, like, lesbians, like, fooling around with each other, but no chick is cool with gay dudes fooling around with each other.
Can you look up Musty in Urban Dictionary? Because I'm sorry, you've been talking for 5 minutes, but all I can think of is a Musty an asshole? Because that seems like really a horrible name.
I think it's a combination of the two parts.
Urban Dictionary.
It's a man pussy. Okay. Male anus.
Man pussy mangina.
So I was right.
Yep. That's another. Okay, let me just read on the other definitions. Number two, a man pussy, a reference to the male anus.
Okay.
Number three, slang word for a gay male's ass.
I like it.
I like the description on that one. Wow, that was a crazy night last night. My mussy really hurts today.
I like it.
Number four, the backside of a man's butt, gluteus, typically used in casual speak.
You use it in a sentence.
He has a fat mussy. His mussy is ova.
Okay. It's a fat mussy.
Right.
Number five is just says a man pussy and uses a sentence. The mussy was soaking wet and quivering with anticipation.
Fair enough. I like it.
None of these guys are wearing boxers. They're just all wearing, like, briefs. And it's just
little boy shorts.
God, yes.
Fuck. What you would wear in fifth grade. Because that's what's sexy. So it's hot on the streets and in the clothes. Let's see. There are seven ways to define mussy in Urban Dictionary.
There's actually three pages.
I feel like half of these.
Three pages?
There are three pages. I just moved.
I feel like half of these people have dead dads who killed themselves. So just, you know, my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right, just reading on. A noun with its origins from the Northwest, mussy can be used in place of anything that is bitchin'. All right, that's a little more vague. And then number seven, mussy is pretty simple. It's just a combo of man plus pussy, the female pussy, not the derogatory term, and it is used to refer to the pubic hair area of a man.
Really?
It's just slightly different definitions of mussy.
All right, I'm liking it.
Some men trim their mussy to make their penis look bigger, but I like to let my mussy au naturel so as to not to scare the boys away with the size.
Well, what's great is that Royce started this video over again.
And it's good, right?
Oh, number eight actually has a totally different definition in Urban Dictionary. Number eight says it's the space between your index and middle fingers. Right there.
Really?
Yes, and in a sentence...
Stop fingering your mussy.
Wouldn't that be a fussy? Because it's in between your fingers?
I'm fingering my mussy right
stop!
Now.
Stop!
I'm fingering it.
Don't finger your mussy on air.
I'm
Dutch, tell her to stop fingering her mussy.
Stop fingering your mussy.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Okay, I'm just going to finger bang, bang you into my lap. Girl, you like to finger bang and it's all right. Because I'm the king of finger bang. That's not a fight. I'll just finger bang, bang you every night.
Wow.
Here's a fun one. Any man's creation of a false vagina made by pulling his own penis and the testicles back between his legs and standing with his legs together to hide them. When viewed from the front, the male genitals then resemble the female vulva.
Also known as the Buffalo Bill.
Like it.
Oh,
I like
things
it.
Are so gay now. Just so gay.
3 pages worth of gay.
By the way, make sure tomorrow, Dutch, I know you don't watch South Park, but watch tomorrow's because I just know the title is World War Zimmerman. Okay? FYI.
All right. Well, I'm going to start a screen share here real quick. I have another video.
That's how you sound.
Well, I'm just saying. I have another video. You ready for this one?
Yeah, go for it.
You ready for Paris Hilton's new music video?
Yes!
Look at her spiked pussy.
I am looking at that spiked pussy.
By the way, she's considered a DJ now. Paris Hilton. You don't like her voice? You don't think this is, like, not cheesy at all?
She sings like someone that doesn't know how to sing sings.
Oh, here's her hook that she probably co-created herself in her own studio because she's actually, you know, creative DJ.
It's really good and not repetitive.
Dutch,
I like it.
Dutch. She took the Fruity Loop fucking bass soundtrack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She just fucking put it on repeat. Listen, seriously, if you have like a garage band.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, yeah, please. I'm sorry. Let's party. Yeah, let's party and have a good time. Whoa, let's
party. Yeah, let's party and have a good time. Well, who doesn't want to party and have a good time? You don't like it?
I don't want to party and have a good time.
Everybody does.
I want to wear a spiked bathing suit.
No cats with me on the not partying and yeah, having right? good no, times.
I can't play it right now, so somebody else has to.
Oh, no.
I love Mitch Soundboard.
Mitch is the first producer. He just sounds out.
Yeah, he's like, I can't find it, so I'm just going to do it. Fuck that, right.
My mouth.
Work. I can do all of them. It's fine.
Here we got a laser man here. Oh, wait. Hold on. She's holding her vodka brand, I think. Did you miss that? I missed it. 'Cause I'm having a good time. Do you think she's still fuckable? Just watch the video. No, hold on. Just watch it real quick.
She never was.
I thought she was. Oh, here's the ugliest man alive, Lil Wayne. I can't tell you what's what. Oh, here's the rap. Fuck. I walked up to a big butt and asked her ass, but what? Tunchi never slacks without a button up. I rolled the dice and lucked up. I'm all in. More money, more problems. More money, we'll sell them. It's YMCMB, bitch. Paris, do you speak French? I get special treatment. Girl, turn over good defense. We turn down for what? Tomorrow isn't promised. Tonight is all we got. Oh,
okay. So here's what happened.
I walked to Paris and I asked, "Do you speak French?"
Oh, here's what happened. Here's what happened. Paris said, "I'll let you fuck me if you'll rap on my song."
Right.
Dutch,
he said no. So she didn't give him much.
I'm gonna make her beat right. I'm gonna make a beat like hers, similar right now with an online synthesizer. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, now rap. Somebody raps.
Is that literally like an online synthesizer?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see if that's the same thing.
Okay, good. I came here just to
party. Oh, please don't. It's not that far away.
Boom.
I want to party. I want to party. Let's all go party.
Boom.
Have a good time.
Why, you would think, if you want to get legit as a DJ, you would think of something better than, it's party and have a good time would be better lyrics than you would have.
Why, when you're hitting that button, do you have your hand behind your head and bobbing it like you're sucking a cock?
I don't know. The synthesizer why just makes you want to blow that? Guys. It's weird.
You have to put one hand on your headphones.
Though. There it is. Listen, Royce. Oh, no, you missed it.
Boom. So annoying.
What is
so
what,
wait,
which one? Which one? Which one?
Both of them?
I'm always going to have this open.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
Please don't. And now he's done.
Thing is, that like, dude, she could have done so much better as like, because if she were to break out as a DJ now, after everything that's happened, she might make it work, but like that song is just awesome.
But I thought we agreed it was a terrible song. Or was I reading the sarcasm in the room wrong?
I think you were.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad. All right, I guess we like the song.
Woo. Either way. All right, apparently Roseanne is saying that.
Barr?
Roseanne Barr. He's saying that Chuck.
Roseanne is there. I really did try to think of another Roseanne. There's none.
Yeah
Roseanne are OHA person.
For those of you who don't listen to this show that often, if it's your first time, when we say a name, generally it takes like 14 times to actually get through the story before someone thinks of another person's name. That's the only one.
Okay.
It's just, you know what? Oh, damn it. This is going to become a theme throughout the goddamn show.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right, apparently Roseanne Barr has been tweeting up a storm about 2.5
Barr?
Men.
Sorry.
Tweeting up a storm about 2.5 men creators stealing a joke from her stand-up act and using it on her show. In a line delivered by Ashton Kutcher, Barr heard about Thursday... or. Here's the line. I'm just going to read forward.
I want to hear the joke. I want to hear the joke. What's the joke?
Line. Okay. Ashton Kutcher delivered a line about a 91-year-old woman. Quote, I'd imagine that you're wet in the places you used to be dry and dry in the places you used to be wet. So I'm assuming in context of the conversation, that made sense. Which bears a strong...
Oh, it's her vagina!
Which bears a strong resemblance to a line about menopause that she used in her act.
Oh, she's talking about the mouth being extra wet.
No, here's the thing. Roseanne Barr's Roseanne had a line in her act as far
now,
back.
Who's Roseanne?
Roseanne Barr.
Barr?
Roseanne Barr. She had a line in her act that said, I'm wet where I'm supposed to be dry and dry where I'm supposed,
where I'm
to, be
supposed
wet.
To be wet.
Exactly. She goes as far as to threaten suing Lori and calls him, quote,
she got tired because she's fat.
calls him a, quote, a thief, a con, and a classless asshole.
Oh my God, it's the triple KKK.
Right. Well, one's a C.
She spelled
actually,
all with K's.
Two were a C's. And one's a T. So none of these are okay.
She's a C.
She's a racist.
I think, it's Marie, okay. You're a moron. Lori, CBS, and Kutcher, she also calls out, despite him just being an actor on the show, they all have yet to respond. Barr eventually followed up comments with, I forgive Ashton and Chuck. I prob one of their writers' fault before continuing the tweet with the issue. She also accused the producers... Marcy Carsey.
Oh my God, Marcy?
Marcy Carsey and Tom Wiener for stealing real life story about her and adopting a daughter on the episode for Grace Under Fire, which also was created by Lori. So apparently.
Anything from Grace Under Fire.
Poor fucking Roseanne is getting ripped off by the seams from that fucking show, from what it seemed like.
Sounds like a terrible joke.
You guys know about getting ripped off firsthand. Wasn't there a certain website that is now like huge and has their own website?
We don't talk about it.
Why don't you talk about it?
Because it's like Voldemort.
It's like, yeah, you don't want to give them any more power.
Don't say his name, except you're just going to keep saying it throughout the entire series.
Well, we have a lot of power,
series.
But in this regard, I think we have enough power to wield it in the right direction. What was the website that
Fine.
You guys off?
The name of the site.
There's only one direction we can go.
One Direction. That's your cue to play One Direction. Go, Joel, go!
You put me on the spot, and I hit the wrong button. Damn it. I don't even have my board pulled up. That's what's playing for currently. Hold on. There we go. Anyways, the College Humor ripped us off years ago. I think it's still worth playing. This part is still worth Jesus Christ, that's a long bit.
Quite long.
I need to cut that shorter. Dude, College Humor has nothing anymore. We're good.
Quit it! Oh my God, that's the worst thing ever.
Remember College Humor had a TV show on MTV for like one episode. And they got canceled immediately?
No, I don't remember
Hold
that.
On. What was the bit they stole from you? Like, for any new listeners, like...
I don't remember. Like, it was just Wikipedia.
It was a
bit.
Wikipedia bit.
Dude, it was like years ago.
Well, hold on. For those people who may not know, like, obviously all of us are on the show Hippo Juice, which is kind of the derivation from this show. You guys were, like, kind of like more of a web, like, group at the time, like an improv comedy and video group.
Oh, we were, like, totes funny.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But...
I also wouldn't go that far.
I think you guys are a lot better on the radio. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I know that, Dutch. What do you think I'm doing radio?
By the way, speaking of that, here's the thing. I'm going to put it out there, and tell me if I'm overstepping my bounds, but I think we have a lot of creative listeners, guys who are really artistic. There are two things I want to have happen. A, I want a new Hippo Juice icon. Because the icon you guys have still says music, video, and something else. I don't even remember what the other one is. We don't do music or video anymore.
Here's what I want. I'm going to make it easy for you guys. I want a hippo, but I want him to be holding two machine guns, okay?
A new Hippo Juice icon.
Can I explain what I want?
Okay.
With two machine guns, the hippo, and that's it. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, you already explained it. You have to scream at me.
I don't see the music thing on their icon.
Oh, I found it.
There's a couple of men. Dude, the one thing that is always the meme on Twitter and everything else.
Dutch.
Pull it up.
Why there's music?
Oh, just don't.
Here's the thing. Don't. Can we do like a contest? Do we have anything to give away? I think we have some prizes, right?
Yeah, we give away my synthesizer.
Here's two things that I want to have happen. I want a new Hippo Juice film. The Hippo Juice film. Fuck film. We don't do film anymore. So Royce needs to get rid of goddamn film and just change it to Hippo Juice.
No, that's his name. That's
don't
everything
care.
About him.
We don't do film anymore. Here's the thing. We need a new Hippo Juice logo. Oh. And I would like a new Dutch and Royce logo, but could I go a little more specific with that one?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know how
steal my hip machine guns.
No, I want to steal. I want to steal another thing.
Okay.
I think. Okay. You know that Breaking Bad logo where you have the BR and the BA for Breaking Bad the periodic table.
Well,
I want DR RO.
Okay,
Dutch
hold on.
And
but
Royce.
But are DU and RO are they chemicals? Because it only works if they really are chemicals.
Oh, DR, yeah.
You look like a fool.
Oh, look, of course they're not chemicals, but like something similar
to
that.
I'm not gonna fucking lie about science.
Okay,
you
then.
Can't ask fool either.
Hey, okay. I just want a new Dutch and Royce logo, and I want a new Hippo Juice logo. Mainly
if
the Hippo
if
Juice
they're
one.
Not periodic tables, will you guys legally change your names?
Fine. To what though?
I don't know.
And if you guys feel like doing the Breaking Bad Hippo Juice one, like the hippo part and the juice part, like you know. H-I and then J-U.
I don't think H-I is
it. It doesn't matter! Go with me on this one for once! Would you fuckers go with me on one thing for once, please?
Fine, I'm with you.
Thank you.
Can one of you guys change your name to UUQ?
What's UUQ?
What is that?
I'm trying to see what it... UUQ is unaquadium. It is 114 things heavy.
All right, well, stay tuned to the Ook and Clock.
I just think that, like, Dutch and Royce and the Breaking Bad with the periodic table thing would be fun to look at. And then just a new Hippo Juice logo. Because that logo, no offense, Marie, if you're the one who came up with that, but that's 7 years old. Can we get up a new one, please? Is that okay with you? Stop yelling at me.
I did create it.
All offense intended.
And I didn't take offense to it because, yeah, it's 7 years old.
Thank you.
But I'm wildly offended.
Well,
wild.
Sorry.
What?
Mean
wildly that. Offended.
You know I love you. Or, yeah, wildly. I haven't heard that as an adjective in a while.
I'm so angry.
I'm seething internally. And I'm going to grumble for 2 days straight about it that you don't like
it.
Anymore.
What do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to read some Jim Gaffigan tweets about food, listen to Chad Kroeger and Avril Lavigne's newest song, or talk about Walking Dead?
The only thing I eat is Hot Pockets.
When has Jim Gaffigan ever joked about food?
Or, hold on a second. We talked about this last week. Here we go. Here's this. I'm going to play it. You guys tell me what you think about it. I'm just going to tell you the title of the video, and you just tell me what you think. It's called Neil Hilborn OCD.
The first time I saw her, everything in my head went quiet. All the tics, all the constantly refreshing images just disappeared. When you have obsessive compulsive disorder, you don't really get quiet moments. Even in bed, I'm thinking that Lock the door yet. When I saw her, the only thing I could think about was the hairpin curve of her lips or the eyelash on her cheek. I knew I had to talk to her. I asked her about 6 times in 30 seconds. She said yes after the third one, but none of them felt right, so I had to keep going. On our first date, I spent more time organizing my meal by color than I did eating or fucking talking to her. But she loved it. She loved that I had to kiss her goodbye 16 times or 24 times if it was Wednesday. She loved it took me forever to walk home because there are lots of cracks on her sidewalk. When we moved in together, she said she felt safe, like no one would ever rob us because I definitely locked the door 18 times. I'd always open her mouth when she talked. When she said she loved me, her mouth would curl up at the edges. At night, she'd lay in bed and watch me turn all the lights off and on and 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 off. She'd close her eyes and imagine that days and nights were just passing in front of her. Some mornings, I'd start kissing her goodbye, but she'd just leave because I was making her late for work. When I stopped at a crack in the sidewalk, she just kept walking. When she said she loved me, her mouth was a straight line. She told me I was taking up too much of her time. Last week, she started sleeping at her mother's place. She told me that she shouldn't have let me get so attached to her, that this whole thing was a mistake. But how can it be a mistake that I don't have to wash my hands after I touch her? Love, it's not a mistake. It's killing me. She just wanted me away from this, and I just can't. I can't go out and find someone new because I always think of her. Usually, when I obsess over things, I see germs sneaking into my skin. I see myself crushed by an endless succession of cards, and she was the first beautiful thing I ever got stuck on. I want to wake up every morning thinking about the way she holds her steering wheel, how she turns shower knobs like she's opening a safe, how she blows out candles. Now, I just think about who else is kissing her. I can't breathe because he only kisses her once. He doesn't care if it's perfect. I want her back so bad. I leave the door unlocked. I leave the lights on.
$5.5 million views with that video.
What was that?
It was a guy who has OCD, was doing a stand-up poem about his girlfriend in the middle of, like, some coffee shop.
Thoughts, there were some parts,
prayers,
there were some parts that,
opinions, comments. Marie?
I was trying to get my
comments. Mitch! Marie has no comment.
I stopped listening halfway through.
Yeah.
Really?
At first it was kind of funny, and then it was annoying, and then it was stressful, and then I stopped listening.
Okay.
This guy sounds like a fucking insufferable person to live with. No wonder she left him.
Right.
You lock doors 18. Of course, she's going to leave you. You're an idiot.
That's the one thing about OCD that I've never understood. Is like people who do you think they had OCD back in like the Greek times? No.
No, because you know what that was called? You're dead.
Right.
There was no OCD. You're just dead. And that's it.
Or maybe there was more OCD because there were less things and people had less things to distract them. And so they would focus on the few things they
all
had.
All I'm saying is that there's no Somalian hoarders.
That's another thing, too. Yeah, there's no such thing as hoarders in you know, third world countries.
In Africa.
And anywhere that's like not privileged.
Well, where are they going to put it?
Hold on a second. No, that's actually a good point.
I guess Marie they hoard flies and AIDS.
When you have an over-excess of things, like hoarders, because they have everything, they're like, oh, shit, we got to save everything. With people like with OCD, they're like, oh, my God, there's so many things. I got to obsess on one thing. Do you think that's what it is?
Possibly.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you guys. Like, is that actually a
brain disorder that they just can't turn off?
Or maybe.
But do you think they had these brain disorders back in the day? Like, I don't think so.
No. They did not.
No, because people that were inferior to other people were selectively removed from
weeded
history.
Weeded out.
It was the hormones that they're giving the kids that are making them.
Oh, it's cows.
Soft poisons.
Yes.
Okay, this is
and then
not,
what's happening is they're
talking about
turning them into just OCD freaks.
Just Google fluoridated water.
Just look it up.
It's because parents are vaccinating their children.
And that's what's happening. It's causing autism.
And it's causing autism.
Uh-huh. You want a bunch of Rain Man out there? I don't. Dustin Hoffman scares me.
It was the invention of the therapist that made diseases like
OCD.
Tom Cruise doesn't medicate.
One fucking time I try to have a real conversation with you guys about OCD.
Worst things, I have OCD.
About this nonsense, you guys just run into that nonsense. Like, come on, this is a conversation-based show. Like, help me out here.
Help me out here, Midge.
Help me out here, Midge.
Worst things, I have OCD.
Do you really? What does she do that makes you think she has OCD?
Like, Marie's a person, like, if she goes into the bathroom, she could tell if, like, the deodorant was moved 1 inch. I'm not talking about like across the room. I'm talking about, did you use my deodorant? I'm like, how the fuck do you know? And she's like, well, it's not where I normally put it. I'm like, it's in the same. Like, I would have noticed that.
Well,
you
did
know?
You
like,
use it?
Yeah, I know I did. No, the point is I didn't. I'm not hiding it.
Do you think it was the fact that it was moved an inch or the fact that it smells like you?
Okay, I can Sherlock the entire house and realize what happened in it.
Yeah.
She's okay, that's weird.
I can walk into a bathroom and we're like, okay, I know exactly what happened here.
Yeah, no, but it's weird.
Now, hold on. Does that mean that you're brilliant or that you're OCD?
OCD.
OCD a little bit. Like, I'm not diagnosed with it. I may have tendencies, but it's not a problem.
Marie will be like, I can't sit down until I do the dishes. I don't feel fine. I don't feel good until I do the dishes. If I don't do the dishes, I'm not going to feel good. Then she does the dishes and she's like, I feel better.
Okay. Now, hold on. Like, Marie, when you walk into the bathroom, like, what is the first thing you do? Like, when you walk in, do you do, like, a visual check? Do you do, like, a 1, 2, 3 type of thing with your eyes?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. A little bit, yeah.
A little bit or a lot of bit?
I usually know. I'll notice that the floor mat is sopping wet or not. Usually means if Roy's had a shower. Because
so you
he
look
always
down first.
Out the shower without drying. He just runs out of showers and then drips on the floor. Just I think he barges with some water with him because the floor's always soaking wet after a shower. And then he'll leave his wet towels somewhere. They're usually either on the floor with him or he'll leave them on the fucking bed on top of the comforter. And usually his socks are in unusual places, which isn't always his fault. It could be our dog taking his socks and running with them somewhere.
Oh, my God.
You
love
socks. Always now, I will admit I have a slight OCD tendency when it comes to labels being out.
Yes.
Okay.
I like my label out because I like to visually remember what I have and what I don't have. And also, if somebody put forth the effort of having a nice marketing label, I went through graphic design and I want to appreciate somebody else's work, I want to read it.
Okay.
nutritional facts on the side. I want to see what it is.
Now, hold on. Now, if you have something in the third layer back from something that's there, you're not seeing the label. So why does it matter if it's out?
You can still see it. You can still see it. Because you organize it in layers so that like you have like thing, space, thing, and then the thing behind it is in the space of the first two things.
Oh, my God, Royce, you are in hell right now.
It's and then she gets hangry.
I wouldn't trade your position with mine for a million years.
And she gets hangry. She'll get angry. Like she gets angry. Like
and he never throws away trash ever. See, ever.
See,
he'll put things back that are empty.
See,
he'll just leave wrappers everywhere. See? I don't get it. No. He will blow his nose, and the tissue will go next to the trash can, next to it. Not in it.
Do you realize he's doing this to try and break you of that nonsense?
Yeah, I don't fucking care. Like, I still do what I want. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm gonna do what the fuck I feel. So it doesn't matter. Okay. Like, it's not gonna change me.
Well, it's not like an active thing.
No, I fucking don't care. Do what I want.
What were you saying, Mitch?
And by the way, to be fair, the reason that those snot-filled tissues are on the floor is because the trash can's full and I'm too lazy to throw it out. So sometimes I hit the trash can and it falls
to
the side.
Even when it's empty. Even when it's empty, they're next to it.
Well, whatever. It happens.
All right, Mitch, what were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I might have said something. I don't remember it, though.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. She does a lot of OCD things, though, and she knows it.
No, I didn't realize. No, to be honest, man, I didn't realize this to this extent until she started talking. Like, wow.
I'm telling you.
Like, the labels thing, that's a little psychotic.
I didn't think it was a thing until I met him, though, because I think a lot of people in my family are just really big, neat freaks and organized freaks. So it was normal to me. And then I met him. I'm like, oh, dear Lord.
Have you laxed up at all since you've met him? Because he's obviously does not care about that.
Probably gotten worse for overcompensating for him.
Yep. Wow.
It's bad.
That's
it's left to myself. I know where everything is. I know what I've done and what I haven't done, so it doesn't bother me. But I got always like, what did Royce do now? what do I have to pick up? What mess did he make in the room I'm not in?
But she makes it seem like, you see, because like Dutch, if you listen to her, and this is where the funny part is. If you listen to her, you would think the house was a pigsty. Like, I just leave fucking pizza on the floor.
Right,
and shit.
Dude, it lasts like 20 seconds.
The pizza goes on the roof for a guy. And Dutch, you'll appreciate, because you'll understand. For a guy, I'm not bad. I'm really not. I'm really not. For a guy, I'm not. You know, like I don't.
Well, I will tell this from firsthand. The two times I've been at your place is spotless, like uncomfortably spotless.
No, but my point is that I get it, but I'm not a slob. Like I don't leave food just sitting out for 3 days. I don't do that shit.
It's 2 days.
I don't do that shit, and it's she makes it seem like the house is just always not. It's just she's crazy.
No, it's bad.
Okay.
Scrambler posted a picture. Said I have CDO. It's like OCD, but the letters are in alphabetic order, like this should be.
Very funny.
I do enjoy in the Friends of MR group from time to time. Someone will post a picture of something that will bother them, like because I'm not the only OCD tendency person in our MLR group. I think.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were that bad because that's pretty bad. It's not terrible, but it's a little bad.
But there was one where someone posted a picture of a road where the yellow line was painted over top of a sewer.
Yeah.
Grate, and the sewer grate was obviously picked up at some point and put back, and the yellow line is now facing the wrong way. And then the comment just says, it's in Portland somewhere. Go find it.
Yeah, if you're OCD.
If you're OCD, go fix it. And then it was, I think five people immediately commented, oh, God, no. Oh, no. Where is it?
The thing is that, like, In my life, I have not dealt with too many OCD people. Like, I think my sister Rachel might be the most, but she's not even that bad. Like, she will color coordinate her closet, and that's about it. But I think that's just for efficiency purpose. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't, it's not an OCD thing. It's just like, okay, I need a white shirt. Here's this. But because she doesn't in nowhere else in her house except for her closet, which I guess might be the start, right?
It could start there.
Okay.
Could.
It's bad.
Why my closet is not color coordinated?
It's not? Why not? No, hold on. Is it type coordinated?
Maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are you going to find your pants from your shirts?
You take the pants.
I don't know. You look and go, that's a pant. That's whatever a shirt. Is I don't on know. Top,
no, whatever is on top is what you wear.
Yeah, it's really simple.
But what's on top? Goddamn mind. Three pairs of underwear.
And then you wear three
pairs. It doesn't matter.
All right, karma. This is what I'm wearing today. But no, I think at one point it was color coordinated, but I'm like, this is too much effort. Bleh.
She's insane.
I don't know. Like,
by the way, I wanted, before we ended, sorry, but I had a gripe about, have you seen the commercials during the NFL
Hostamania
where they're marketing now to women, where it's like, you know, Dutch, you watch a lot of football. Where it's that commercial, it's like, you know, be part of the blah, blah, blah. And it's just a bunch of women wearing NFL jerseys.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yeah, they're marketing the NFL jerseys to girls. I have no problem with that.
No, you're right.
You have a problem with that?
No. I don't have a problem with that. But okay. Marie's like, I want a Steelers jersey, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, cool.
So well, I have a problem with NFL, Steelers.
Well, it doesn't matter. But my point is you go look for a girl's jersey and NFL.com. For a Steelers medium size girls jersey, $96. $96.
Is that good?
Now, I go to AliExpress.
Because they can. That's why, Mitch.
Check this out, though. I go to AliExpress, right? AliExpress is like the Amazon, but for like the Asian market. It's like, but the shipping is free. Now, it takes a while for you to get the stuff. So,
because it has to go all the way to China and then back to the U.S., but it's still free shipping. Right.
But it's Ali. Well, everything's made there. So you go to AliExpress and you type, for example, football jersey, female. We found one, $20. Obviously, it's a fake, but it's $20, right?
Right.
It's such a good fake that not only is all the stitching looks great and everything, it actually still it has a Nike tag. On it, like, you know, the actual tag with the Nike thing on it, official NFL, all everything. There's no way to tell. I mean, I guess there's probably some idiot they could tell, but it's insane. $20. $20.
Well, that's just it, though. Is that like NFL is now starting to market to females because there's a lot of female fans who are into football. Obviously, Marie's a huge, Steelers fan. And they're just now getting into it. So they're like, okay. They're just now getting jerseys that chicks can wear. You know, why wouldn't you charge $90? They're going to buy it.
It's fitted for me.
Exactly.
So I can be cute.
90.
Guess what jersey I got?
Steelers jersey. Oh, you mean player?
No, player.
Yeah.
Player. Ooh. I don't think you like Roethlisberger, so I'm going to say
Lamarius Jafarius.
You.
Let's see. I think Marie would know like a random player. So like, I don't know. No, not Mike Wallace. He doesn't play for them anymore.
Current. I'll give you that current player. Still plays for them.
Can you give me a position?
Tell you defense. How about that?
Jesse Jackson.
Oh, you got a curly hair guy. Fuck. What's his name? Fuck me.
Palomalu,
you got him right.
Yep,
of course.
Is that a real name or a made up one?
Nope. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough because like I'm gonna get a Dolphins jersey because for $20, you know, and I, now that I saw the quality's good, but I'm like, you know, what do I get? Like I Tannehill, I don't know because, so I'm gonna go with defense. I'm gonna go with because I always want to get a jersey where I know they have at least a 5-year contract.
Exactly.
But thank you. Cause I thought I'm the only
dude,
one.
Dude, I'm the same way. I want a jersey of a guy that's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, the last thing is you don't want to be guy with a Tim Tebow Patriots jersey.
Like, oh, that's awkward.
No, but you know, like you want some. Like I'm going to get Cameron Wake because he's got like a 5-year contract, defensive player. He's good. So it's like, okay, cool. I'm going
to
get that.
And
like,
it's random enough to go. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm not going to get Wallace because Wallace is a diva, and you know him. In 2 years, he'll be fucking out. I don't want to be guy with a Wallace jersey.
Exactly. You know, but he's Wallace is out, right?
Right. Well, he's still in the Dolphins.
Hold on.
No.
Yeah, he's still in the Dolphins.
Mike Wallace? I think he just left.
Wherever. Anyway. But by the way, Dolphins are what? They're doing decent. You know, they almost beat their fucking Ravens.
Dude, to do our football break real quick.
Yeah.
It's hard to see. I mean, I know that the Broncos had a lot of points put up on them, but I don't see any other team doing that to them again this year because you don't think that they're going to readjust to that.
Dutch.
Dude, they
look good.
Check this out.
And the Dynasty League, the big one, the money one that we're all in.
Yes.
I was up against Dr. B. He started Peyton Manning. I started Tony Romo. Wait, it gets better. My starting running back, though, Moreno. His starting running back, Murray. So we had opposite quarterbacks and running backs.
Whoa.
It was weird, dude. It was out of coincidence.
That's fucking awful.
So I'm watching the game going, run the ball, Peyton, run the ball. Give it to Moreno, give it to Moreno. And I'm sure he was
passing.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sure he was like, Romo, giving it. But, dude, the fantasy score on that was like 72 Romo and like 63.
Dude, that game alone, and for those of you who don't watch football, shut up and let us talk for a second. Dude, that was Madden scores. Was it 48-45 or something like that?
It's so funny you said that. I tweeted actually after the game. I said, was that a game? I just thought I left Madden on the PS3.
Are you serious? Dude, I said Madden. That's the third time I've used that joke, by the way. Not even like a joke, but a reference.
There was no defense. It was just, you know when you play Madden and it's just like, it was, everything's easy. For both of them.
Yeah,
but Tony Romo cannot help but be Tony Romo.
Mitch, if you're not a fan of football at this, but you had to have watched that game. If you haven't, just watch the Broncos the rest of the year.
I didn't watch it, but I do have a fantasy league this year.
You do?
Because Ham or Punchy didn't want to invite me into.
Oh, that's right. The More Like Radio League.
So my family has a fantasy going on right now.
Well, here's the thing. So I in the last 2 years have won. Actually, at the time it was called the Edge FM Fantasy League, and then the second year.
Well, yeah, 2 years ago I took second.
Right. Okay. Hold on.
Hey, hold on. Shut up, Royce. Let me take some credit here. Who got first in that league, Mitch?
You did.
Yes, and then the next year with the More Like Radio League, who got first in that one?
I wasn't invited last year either.
Yeah, I got it.
Dutch.
Scrambler, who didn't get invited this year because I was that dominant?
Oh, Punchy has something against you too.
Yeah, Punchy and Hammy. For some reason, they're like, these two guys are that good at fantasy. Let's not have minutes. We actually have a fighting chance.
I don't even watch
league.
Football.
It's just like, okay, I get it.
I like this guy.
I won two years in a row, and you're not going to invite me back. Fine, but just make it public and be like, okay, we're scared of this guy. Just say it next time.
Dutch Scrambler posted in the chat, if I should get a jersey, I should get a custom one. They have the Ray Finkel one. I'm gonna get that. That's fantastic.
That's not bad, man.
A Ray Finkel jersey is timeless. You go wear that for the rest of your life.
What years was he active again?
Ray Finkel was not a real player.
What do you know about?
Well, hold on
a
second. Oh, I'm thinking of someone else.
Ray Finkel.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, sorry. I had two parts of my brains working at the same time. And that was not registering. Okay.
People do that.
I honestly didn't know he wasn't a real player.
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Einhorn is a man.
That's the one thing though, where they had Dan Marino. You know what? I didn't rewatch the movie so I can get some clips from it. Because I think that might still hold up as far as clips go. Not as movie, but like as funny lines. No.
I watched it again.
Funny lines, though.
It was tough. By the way,
staying
with the football topic real quick, now they're going back to the yellow flags because this pink thing, look, we're all aware of breast cancer, but at this point...
It's for breast cancer? I thought it was an Aerosmith tribute.
Can I add in on this real quick?
I hate you so much.
Here's the thing. Kelly is also annoyed by this.
And breast cancer.
She just launched into like,
It feels like Susan B. Coleman is like holding us all by hostage. Like, to, like, oh, are you for cancer? Like, she just started a rant into this whole bit of like that Susan B. Coleman Foundation or that of like the mafia just holding the NBA. Oh, okay. So we're not going to release this press release saying that you guys are for cancer. Like, it was the most. I was never more proud
we're
of my girl.
You change your colors for 1 month exactly. Every year.
I feel the same way, too. It's like they literally got strong-armed into doing this. Because my point is, it's not even a good pink. It's neon pink. It's 80s fucking awful pink. If you did light pink, fine, we get it. But just this fucking neon pink.
I told Royce when we were watching the Red Zone, I don't know if all of them doing it, but the Cardinals game had
they're
it
all
where
doing it.
the first down line was pink,
yeah, it was
instead
pink
of yellow.
Instead of yellow. Yes, and so flags like, are too.
I'm like, it looks like I'm looking at a pregnancy test on the field. All these pink lines everywhere.
Dutch, speaking of Red Zone, me and my pal Scott Hansen were tweeting. Scott
really?
Hansen, by the way. Scott Hansen from Red Zone, of course. If you watch,
who tweeting Scott? Was he responding to you?
Yeah.
How many times?
Well, once.
Okay.
But it was during the Romo the fucking Broncos game. Yeah, he goes, wow, we'll return back to the arena football game right after this. And it was towards the end. If you watch Red Zone, Scott Hansen does 7 hours of commentary. And towards the end, and if you watch it, you know what I mean. He gets really fucked. He just gets like
loopy.
Yeah. So I said, wow, at Scott Hansen with an NFL joke on at NFL Red Zone. I think he's getting punchy. He tweeted me back. It happens a lot on the back half of 7 hours. Thanks for watching, Royce.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
I love Scott Hansen, man.
He makes fun of himself. He doesn't care.
Well, that guy. Well, first of all, that guy's a professional, and like whenever he fucks up and like he allows a commercial to go on longer than 2 seconds, he'll just be like, "Wow, I'm an idiot." Here we go back to the Bengals and the Browns.
Yeah. But towards the end, especially those afternoons where there's only like two games, and there's like no back and forth, and it's just like, and he's filling time, he's so. You know, as much as you guys, last week he was like, as much as you guys might think, I really don't like talking this. Oh, the game's back.
Yeah, he's great.
Because,
I like Scott Hansen.
He tweets during the Red Zone, and every time he tweets, I'm like, he's in the bathroom. Guaranteed that's a bathroom break to
me. That's the thing, though. I've heard him in interviews, and he says, no, I don't take bathroom breaks. And he says here's the thing. He says during the shows, he only sips water. He doesn't drink a whole lot because he doesn't want to fill his bladder up because he knows he has a full. Dude, it's a goddamn. He says he has to train for this fucking thing every week.
I want to interview Scott Hansen.
I love Scott Hansen.
He is a hero of mine. It's because the guy is insane. Like, to give. Because you know what? To fuck NFL Network, I'll be honest with them. To give one person that job, because they get one person. Because if it was like two people, you do a little back and forth, take a break.
Here's the thing, though. It's different. It's on different networks. It's a different person. The guy with the big ears who always goes on Dan Patrick, he's the one who does the direct TV feed on Red Zone.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know.
Completely different guy on DirecTV, completely different guy on Dish, and the guy you have, I think, what network provider do you have?
Scott Hansen must be cable.
Yeah, it's all cable. Like, he does Time Warner, he does Comcast and things like that.
Why would there be different people?
That seems silly, doesn't it?
Isn't it airing at the same time?
I don't know. All I know is that, believe me, I'm a huge Scott Hansen fan, but I watched Red Zone 2 weeks ago at a person's house who had DirecTV. And it was a completely different person. And then 2 weeks before that, I watched it.
That's the other person. Are they as good as Red? As good as Hansen?
Not at all. Not at all.
Dude, I'm spoiled because I've always got Hansen.
Scott Hansen is a man, man.
Even before I had Red Zone on the TV, because we just got the cable company just got it 2 seasons ago, I would, you know, get the feed online. And even the online feed I would get was Scott Hansen. Oh, Sorry, we're prattling on, but we're just uber fans of this guy.
We are. I just realized, wow, we're talking to two people right now who actually... Mitch even tapped out because he has no idea what we're talking about.
I'll bring him back.
Oh, please don't.
Chill.
Oh, it's the worst.
All right, Mitchell, we got to wrap up, you guys. Thanks for listening, everyone. Mitch, what? Why are you better?
I am better than you because I've been doing rodeo for 43 years and I don't have to do anything anymore. I'm syndicated everywhere. Thank you very much.
You took mine. Fuck. That was the first hour of the show joke, you dick. All right, go ahead. Royce, why? Oh, no. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm going to have my next website on hostamania.com.
Yeah. Good one.
Royce.
Oh, I'm better because...
And I am better than you because I'm not famous. Famous? Wow.
Famous!
Famous! I'm not famous enough to have my jokes stolen by 2.5 men yet. So, thanks for listening, everybody. What?
Bar? And that's all, folks!
Alright, we went over for you guys on purpose. All right, hey, don't forget to download the podcast if you're listening live on morelikeradio.com. Hey! Hey!
Hey, Norm, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? I know I would.
Hi, Norm. It's not Norm, you idiot. Hi. So, thanks for listening, everybody. If you're going to listen to the show, make sure you go to morelikeradio.com and download it on morelikeradio.com. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.